Work!
Maynard G. Krebs knew that terror, but you're about to know a new terror, as taught by Father Joe Mama, Papa Joe for short, in his miraculously preserved first sermon from 24X Day, Gird Your Very Self.
Hello, dear friends, and welcome. The sermon tonight is entitled, The Secret of Sisyphus. You remember Sisyphus, don't you? He was the ancient Greek king who defied the gods and was condemned in Hades to roll the large boulder up the hill to the very top, only to have it roll back down over and over again. How does one motivate themselves to do this over and over throughout all eternity? It's a dilemma many sub-genies face in their day-to-day jobs, working for the Khan. How can we continue to fight our way through the work week, hour after hour, day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year? We try desperately to empty that in basket, only to have it refilled just as quickly as it is cleared. What did we do to deserve such punishment? Nothing. Nothing at all. And what can we do to end this hell on earth? Nothing. Nothing at all. But there is a secret to withstand the despair that this punishment tries so desperately to impose on us, dear friends. A well-guarded secret that allows us to fight on despite any and all odds. But to reveal it, we must go forward in time. Over 2,000 years to 1861, during the American Civil War. The bloodiest war in American history, 650,000 casualties. One of the earliest battles was the Battle of Lexington, Missouri, or as the natives call it during wintertime, Misery. The Yankees had attacked the city and were dominating the battlefield. During the day, the Union and Southern forces would meet on the battlefield and kill one another. During the night, they would meet on the campgrounds and play each other at poker. They weren't friends, they were frenemies. And who doesn't like beating their adversary at cards and taking their money? The daily fighting was brutal. At one point, the Yankees took over the Confederate Field Hospital, the old Anderson House, which had been converted to a three-story warehouse for the wounded. Many rebels were trapped on the upper floor, and the two sides traded gunfire up and down the large central stairwell. Finally, the Yankees offered a truce of sorts. Any Confederate who could survive a jump from the third floor and can crawl back to his unit would be allowed to do so. Several accepted and survived, so the Union changed the rules just a little bit. They set out bayonets pointing upward at the bottom of the drop and took wagers on how many would impale themselves. Many did. But even more gruesome was the fighting that occurred out on the river bluffs. The Yanks held the high ground, forcing the rebels to push up the hill under withering gunfire, only to be repulsed and forced back down time after time. Then the South tried something different. Why not provide some portable protection? They took some of the bales of crops from the surrounding farmland and started rolling them up the hill like a rotating rock. It stopped the bullets, and the Yankees started to worry. Then they came up with another idea of their own. They heated their bullets and fired those at the bales. And sure enough, it worked for a while. It set the bales on fire, and yet the rebels kept coming. Even when the smoldering and often burning bales made it so much more difficult, they continued to fight. And when the battle was over, the rebels had won. Despite overwhelming odds, Lexington was safe, at least for a little while, and the South thanked God for their miraculous victory. But was it really divine intervention that provided their victory that day? Or was there another forgotten factor, a secret to their success? And what the Hades does this have to do with Bob? Well, for that answer, dear Sip, friends, I'd like to reveal to you an often overlooked little detail about this battle. That crop that the bales were made out of, it was a common cash crop back then, not cotton. but hemp, a plant used to make rope and other fibrous products. It is the older equivalent of cannabis, and Haverfropsipulops, the sacred subgenus herb from Bob's pipe. The more those bales burned, the more inspired those rebels became. And as the Sisyphus is concerned, well, what kind of fumes do you think he's breathing? With all those drug users and dealers burning in hell along with their residual THC and hidden bodily stashes, who is to say how much of that skunk-like smell in hell is sulfur and how much of it is weed? This is not only the secret of Sisyphus and the Battle of Lexington. It is the prime ingredient to subgenius resistance. Do I hear a praise, Bob?
Praise Bob!
We will never give up, never surrender, no matter what the odds, because we are the modern-day rebels. Only we are not fighting for slavery. We are fighting against slavery. We're fighting the same slavery the conspiracy created when they traded the subjugation of one race by another, using whips and chains, with a modern subjugation of all races, using time cards and security cameras. They replaced the overseer's whipping with the modern manager's tongue lashings. No, you can call it slavery light, if you like. All the oppression, but only one-third of the actual effort. The 24-hour bondage has been replaced with a 40-hour work week. But don't expect any gratitude from us. We all know they only did it to make us more interchangeable and expendable. It was a cost-cutting measure, because like everything else, even slaves are cheaper to rent than to own. There's also a color difference to the modern warfare. It is no longer the blue against the gray. It is a battle betwixt the pinks and the grays. And come X day, the burning bullets of the pinks will be no match for the titanium plating of the gray saucer ships, nor will they be capable of outrunning the laser cannons of the X's Starfleet. So embrace the struggle leading to X day, dear friends. The fierce fighting that shall occur, no matter how bleak it may appear. Remember our history and fight on. Remember the secret of Sisyphus and the secret of the Southmost amazing battle. If you can't beat them, joint them. And don't worry, be frappy. Here it is, the word of Bob. Praise Bob. Amen.